Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club Choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, for that good missionary song. I hope that our Bible Clubbers will be willing to go to distant places and to be missionaries and to carry the gospel if that's what the Lord wants you to do. But you know, just crossing an ocean won't make you a missionary. We must be missionaries here at home first, and then we can carry the gospel other places. And it's not in our power that we go, but it's in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the song says, He will be with us always. That's His promise. But you know, the Bible Club is a missionary outreach to boys and girls too, to win them to the Lord Jesus Christ here in this country and across the ocean. It's a greatly needed voice these days to reach children for the Lord, and we need your prayers and your gifts to help carry on the ministry. And so, if you appreciate the Children's Bible Club, let us know it this week. Send your gifts and your notes to Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Be a co-laborer with us in this faith ministry of reaching children for the Lord Jesus Christ. Box 643, Milton, Florida. traveled like wildfire. It wasn't enough that Joshua and the Israelites should come bursting into Canaan and defeat Jericho and then Ai. Now the Gibeonites, the people from that huge city nearby, had made a league with Joshua, and they were all in cahoots together. Why, it nearly scared their surrounding kings to pieces. They were so afraid, they got all together in one big unit and said, "We must fight together. We're going to be wiped off this map if we don't do something and do something fast." Now listen, boys, those Gibeonites have sold us out. They went down there and made a league with Israel. Now let's go to their place first and wipe them off. We'll show them a thing or two. And so those five armies, led by their five kings, put their troops together and headed toward Gibeon. Well, you can be sure it frightened the Gibeonites. They thought, "Oh no, we're in for trouble. We were scared of the Israelites, but now all of these kings are against us. Let's get Joshua. Send for help quick." And they did send the messengers as fast as their poor legs could go. "Come quick, come quick. We're your servants, we're your slaves, but you got to protect us. You promised." And that's true, Joshua had, and Joshua was a man of his word, so sure enough, he got all the troops of Israel together. They headed toward Gibeon, and my, they lay the battle in array, and what a fight they did have. The Lord was with Joshua all the way, though, and he said, "Don't be afraid, Joshua. I've given him into your hands. Go at it." And so Joshua went up, and suddenly he fell upon them, and my, what a great slaughter there was at Gibeon, and he began to chase all those armies out over the mountains and over the hills, and what a fight they had. Looked like for a little while they were about to get away, and you know what God did? Such a storm came up you never saw in your life before, and God sent great, huge hailstones out of heaven and bonked them on the head. Say, Bible says they're more killed by the hail than were by the regular fighting army. Say, when God wants to have a victory, he can sure do it in a wonderful way. How would you like to have been one of those enemy soldiers, and you were running for dear life, and then all of a sudden, right on the top of your noggin was a great, big, huge ice cube that just knocked you out. I suppose some of those fellas kind of stood still for a minute, stunned, didn't know what hit them, and then their eyeballs crossed, and then they crumpled to the ground. What a slaughter the Lord put forth there. And some of them still looked like we're going to get away, and Joshua thought, "Oh no, if they go through the hills and then it falls, darkness comes, we're ruined. If they can hide in the hills and behind the trees and in the caves, we'll never find them." And you know what he did? All of a sudden he stood still, stretched his hand up toward heaven, prayed to God and said, "Sun, stand still. And moon, stay where you are." And you know what? The sun froze in orbit. Right there. Didn't move another inch. And neither did the moon for almost a whole day. Oh, how wonderfully God worked, and it stayed daylight long enough for Joshua to round up all the enemy and slaughter them and kill them and make a clean sweep of the whole thing. Those five brave kings that thought they were going to start such a fierce battle had run to hide in a cave. Weren't they brave? Joshua says, "Never mind then. Put stones at the cave. I'll tend to them later." And let me tell you, he really did. When the battle was over and the victory was won, he and his men went back to the cave, pulled the stones away, and had a wonderful victory. Why, Joshua let his main captains put their foot on the neck of every one of those kings. And he said, "See how these men are defeated because they're enemies of God? That's just how God's going to defeat all our enemies, boys. Don't you fear. Trust in God." And what a wonderful victory God gave them that day. You say, "Why, that was a miracle." And it was. But you know God can do wonderful things for you in your life. I expect there's an enemy of sin maybe in your life, and you think, "Why, it's going to whip me. I even do wrong when I didn't intend to." You know why? because the big enemy of sin dwells within your heart. You were born in sin. And then you sin outwardly, which is just proof of the sin that's on the inside. But listen, you can't whip that old sin enemy by yourself. It'll defeat you and bring you down. The wages of sin is death. But let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus Christ, the same one who gave Joshua the marvelous victory that day, also died on the cross for your sins. Not for anything wrong Jesus had done, but because of your sin. Your lying, your stealing, your naughty words, your disobedience. Jesus died for all of that. He paid the price. And now that old sin can be defeated in your life. You can be forgiven of every sin, no matter how big or bad, if you right now will open up your heart and ask Jesus to forgive you. Won't you do that right now? If you will, just bow your head by the radio and say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I can't save myself, but I know Jesus died for me, and I want to trust Him as my Savior. Lord Jesus, forgive my sin. Come into my heart and save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you pray that prayer? Did you mean it in your heart? Well, if you did, then the Lord Jesus Christ saved you. Because John said, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus will save all those that trust in Him. If you did accept Jesus today as your Savior, won't you drop us a letter and let us know so that we can pray for you and so that we can also send you some extra little leaflets and things that would be helpful to you. It's mighty good to have you on the Bible Club today, and we'll be looking forward to being with you again next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.